Clearwater Speedway honored a founding member on July 26 and 27 at the raceway in Clearwater just off Camp 2 Road. The Bruce Clark Memorial honored beloved Bruce Clark as a dedicated Clearwater Speedway member who helped to build the track and was an avid competitor. Grandson Caden Clark will carry on racing in his grandfather's memory with his iconic number 10, and granddaughter, Madison Clark, also follows in her grandfather's tracks with number 29 to carry on the family legacy. Both Madison and Caden led the other racers around the track in silence to honor Bruce Clark at the start of the Memorial Weekend on Saturday, July 26. We also held a toy drive for the Secret Santa and food drive for the Clearwater Food Bank over the weekend with spectators, racers, pit crews and volunteers gathering donations, said Clearwater Speedway Secretary, Anna Beatty. It was great to have Double R Pizza trackside delivering food this weekend. Also on Saturday, our 50-50 draw winners, Ronna McKenzie, went home with $200 and Barb Faulkner won $100. Our kid trophy winner was Bryden Dooley, my son, proud of him. BT said there was a lot of action for everyone to see on Saturday with a car pileup at the flag stand and a few cars were damaged, but everyone was thankfully okay. The secretary shared that during the Outlaw and Bandit main race there was also another wreckage, with another car flipping to the side at the flag stand. Thankfully, the Blackpool Fire Department was on hand to assist. With a lot of hard work and a very late night, everyone worked hard on the repairs to their cars and managed to bring them back to life for the races the next day, said Beatty. A driver from Hinton, Alberta, Jeff Schooley in car number 17, worked hard to fix the frame of his car in order to race on Sunday and was able to repair his ride with determination, Beatty said. Schooley ended up with the fastest speed for the Tim Inns that day of 19,667 seconds, with Derek Johnson in car number 96 placing second with a close speed of 19,669 seconds. On Sunday, we also had the North Thompson Fall Fair and rodeo ambassadors from Barrier joining us to sell 50-50 tickets for the Speedway, Beatty said. Clearwater Food Bank members, Norm, Kathy and Isabel, came out to present the donations with Rusty Clark and I on behalf of the Speedway after filling up number 97, which belongs to Jordan Michener's car from Hinton, Alberta. Two lucky 50-50 winners on Sunday were local supporters, Rhonda England winning $180 and Barb Faulkner with a second win for the weekend, winning $300. Barb is also the grandmother to Derek Johnson driving number 96, one of our local drivers, Beatty said. She is the previous secretary, treasurer and president of the Clearwater Stock Car Association back in the day when it was previously running at the time when Bruce Clark was part of the track as well. I would like to thank all of our sponsors, volunteers, racers and spectators for this weekend, because without them we would not have a track and this weekend will be a memory that will not be forgotten. Clearwater Speedway would like to thank the following: Doug Barrows, Barrows Enterprises, Full Throttle Industries, Weekend Trophy Sponsors, AJ and Cass Botchell, from the Best Western Hotel, Craig and Angela Ryder, Double R Pizza, the Blackpool Volunteer Fire Department, Old Town Gift Shop for donating a Canada flag, the North Thompson Fall Fair and Rodeo in Barrier Ambassadors, Clearwater Septic, Brad Cameron, BJCH VAC, all the volunteers who pitched in all aspects of making the Bruce Clark Memorial Race Weekend such a success. If you are interested in learning more about Clearwater Speedway, you can visit their Facebook page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/7750309436.